Good morning, I'm Zach Epperson with your sports update on this Wednesday morning. In high school athletics for this upcoming season, I know that's something that many people have been wondering about. Yesterday, KHSAA Commissioner Julian Tackett was featured in Kentucky's Interim Joint Commission on Education yesterday morning. And during his appearance there, he was asked about the likelihood of having fall sports. And he said, quote, "We are looking at having fall sports without a doubt. We are still planning for fall sports. What that looks like could change, just like the data related to the virus changes. We are more optimistic now than perhaps a few weeks ago." Tackett will likely give more guidance and is expected to announce guidelines for schools when the KHSAA's Board of Control meets on Friday. The University of Louisville men's basketball team has suspended voluntary activities for 2 weeks after two members of the program announced that they had tested positive for COVID-19. Now, according to ESPN, the school said that the individuals who had tested positive were symptomatic and that everyone who had come into contact with them will also be quarantined. Louisville began their voluntary activities back on June the 8th. Now, last month, the NCAA Division I Council approved summer plans for the men's and women's basketball, allowing required summer athletics activities to begin again on July 20th. Without a doubt, we're hoping those two young men who tested positive for the virus do make a full recovery. And finally, on this day in sports history, what a comeback. 1973, the New York Mets, 12 and a half games back in the National League, and yet they go on to win the pennant. And that's your sports update for this Wednesday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.